party with your strange friends. The purple fiends are not strange. Jake the Snake is a sweetheart. Mm. Let's just get home and start decorating. Okay. Why is it so cold in here? Is it Mrs. Babbitt sending down any heat? I was waiting for you to get home so we could go down and talk to her about that. You're so good at it.
I don't think we should give her a hard time right now. Her daughter Amy is visiting this weekend.
Oh, Amy.
Yeah,
The retarded girl. Remember that time we met her on the stoop?
Yeah. She doesn't get to leave that special school that much.
It's rough, boy. 18 years old and she can only be in the 8th grade.
They're probably studying or something, so we better leave them alone.
Okay, all right. I'll just have to figure out some other way to keep people warm during the party. Let me see. Blankets. Blankets would be
good. Oh, I like blankets. Then we could all get under them.
Yeah, I'll be hello, girls. Hi, Mrs. Babbage.
This is my daughter, Amy.
Oh, hi, Amy. Remember we met you once on the steps?
Hi. Say hello, Amy. Amy's a little shy. Listen, would you girls mind watching her for me for just a little while?
No, sure. We'd be glad to.
I have to pay the coal bill.
Oh, hallelujah. I was wondering
why we were freezing to death.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I gave your father the bill to mail. He thinks he gave it to a customer for a napkin.
My pop is such a daddy.
Why don't you come on in and make yourselves comfortable?
Come on, Amy. You're going to spend a little time with the girls now. Come and sit right down here. Now, have you got your handkerchief? Mommy will be back in just a little while, okay? Now, here, look at your picture book. Bye-bye, dear. Thanks, girls. I'm sure she'll be just fine with you.
Are there any special instructions?
No.
Anything we should remember?
Well, one thing you should remember. Never give your father something to mail.
On the bus? Did you scratch your name on the back of the seats?
What is that?
Oh, I'm trying to cheer her up.
What's vandalism?
Oh, you got a better idea?
I certainly do, yes. Guess what, Amy? We're having a St. Patrick's Day party and you're invited. Maybe you don't have an outfit to wear. You can borrow one of mine, though. We look like we're about the same size, and I am a perfect 5. You start with a scarf for color. I'll get you a scarf. Perfect 5, huh? Maybe a hat's a 5. Here we go. We got 2 colors of blue. There's a long one, here's a long one, it's a lighter color, and there's the short one. And then there's a green in case you want to wear it for St. Patty's Day, an orange, red,
that one's mine.
That's Laverne's, lavender, and a pretty pink. Well, you just make yourself at home, and I'm going to finish putting up the decorations, okay?
Yeah, you just sit there, kid. Your mommy will be back in a few minutes. And here, why don't you just read your book, The Pokey Little Puppy? I remember that. It's got a good ending.
I like the pink one.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah. I like the pink one.
She likes the pink one! She likes the pink one!
Boy, are you going to knock them dead at that party tonight? But you better not steal Jake the Snake away from me.
Uh-huh.
Good, because he is the best kisser I ever puckered up for. Well, not too wet, not too dry, not too sore.
Sounds like you're describing a cheap wine.
Have you kissed? Who was it?
My
father. Oh, that don't count. Why don't you sit yourself down and let me teach you the good life?
Yes, and when Laverne is through explaining the basic crudities, I will help refine your technique.
The first thing you got to remember is to relax so you don't kiss like some people I know. Now, relax your mouth, relax your mouth, relax your lips, relax, relax, relax. Don't let it get too mushy.
Not mushy.
Yeah. Now take your arm and then say whisper.
Whisper. Whisper.
Not bad, a little mushy though.
Oh, forget about that. That's the primitive part. That's the easy part. The art of kissing is to know which way to tilt your head so that you don't smash noses.
You start bleeding, you know, blood, you don't want to.
Yes, if you start bleeding, it can ruin a beautiful moment. I know, for demonstration purposes, I will get my picture of Fabian.
Ooh, Fabian!
Fabian. This is one of many of my very own personally autographed pictures of Babe. Okay, all right. Now, if Fabian tilts his head to the right...
Then you tilt your head
then
to the
you
right.
I'm in charge of tilting, okay? Then you tilt... Oh, you're already there. Okay, now... Relax, not too moochy. Say whisper and lay one on him. Whisper.
You did it, Amy. You did it.
I did it. I did it. I did it. You can keep this picture to practice on, okay?
Okay, good job. Your body is. I didn't drop nothing.
Did you get my potato chips?
That's oh, yeah. Yeah, the chips were on special on account they got run over by a beer truck. Mine.
Oh, wait, my
oh,
God.
I'm sorry.
Don't break anything else, okay?
Hi.
Oh, Lenny, this is Amy. Amy, please.
Hey, you know, I'd be glad to hang around and help all you girls get these decorations up.
No. But I know what you can do to help us out. You could go outside and sit on the stoop.
All alone out there? Nothing but the cold concrete for company? Come with me?
Look at these hats. Maybe we can uncrush a couple of them. Can I go, too? Think so?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Sure, go on. But stay nearby.
And Amy, don't forget your sweater. Don't forget your sweater.
And wait there for Mrs. Babish.
What for?
She's Amy's mother.
And a wonderful human being, you know?
Oh, Laverne. Mm. Laverne, you don't think that we should have told Lenny that Amy's retarded, do you?
Yeah, she's doing fine.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at this. Lenny really did get a bargain on these. 4 cents a bag.
Okay. Now I'm going to show you something for the real advanced practitioner. Okay? It's called the double fold-o backward flip-o. Watch carefully. When you do it right, you get the sauce up your nose and everything.
Lenny?
Yeah. You know, if you dip them in the red stuff first, they stick to the ceiling. That's all my work up there. Amy, look, I'm having a great time, but I'm doing all the talking, you know? I'm getting a little tired. You gotta help me out, okay? You gotta say something. Well, you don't gotta. I mean, you're a good listener, too. And I know I'm not always that easy to follow. I mean, my mind rambles a little.
Ready for another one?
Oh, sure.
You sure your mother knows where you are? You don't been calling at them for the past half hour, and I can't get her. She's not home. Can you explain that?
No.
She's paying the call bill.
I'm having a good time, Uncle Frank.
I'm glad. I'm glad. You're a big girl. You should have a good time. You lay one ping on her, I'll break it.
That's a deal.
All right. I'm going to clear an alley for the two of you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. DeFazio.
Thank you.
Boy. Hey, maybe you're familiar with bowling, the sport of kings.
Hey, Lenny.
Hey, say hello to Amy.
Hi, pleased to meet you. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Listen, can I talk to you in private?
Oh, yeah, sure. Excuse us. He's probably got a great dirty joke he wants to share with you.
Yeah. Listen, what's wrong with you, huh? What's wrong with you? Why you leave the stoop with her?
We got hungry.
You got hungry, huh? Mrs. Babish comes home. She can't find Amy. She has a conniption fit, and they're all out looking for you. Babish, Shirley, Laverne, the whole lynch mob.
I left the stoop a million times. Nobody ain't got mad before.
Yeah, but you never left it before with Amy. I'm telling you, Lenny, ditch her.
What are you talking about?
I can't tell you here.
Well, tell me later then, because I'd like to get back.
Wait a minute. You don't know what I mean. She's not a regular girl.
Boy, you're telling me she's really something else.
No, that ain't what I mean.
Well, what do you mean? Spit it out!
She's a retard, a dummy.
Amy. You know what a dummy is? You are! Hello? Laverne? Cheryl? Miss Babish? No, nobody here. Oh, there's a note for you. I guess they got all the decorations up, huh? Not bad. A little heavy on the green. I guess that's part of the fun, huh? Maybe you ought to wait here for your old lady to come back, huh? What's the matter? Was this ain't enough? Okay, you don't gotta show me. It says Amy on it. Don't say Lenny. Look, you're not still upset over what Squiggy said, are you? Because
yeah.
He don't know nothing. He don't mean nothing.
He's right. I am a dummy.
Don't say that. Now, I've been around dummies all my life.
Oh, I go to a special school.
Yeah, well, I went to special classes, too. Yeah, I took remedial reading. Did you ever take that one? Boy, I was so hot there, they kept asking me back.
You're just being nice.
No, I'm not. Come here. Come here a second. I just want you to wear this. You look a little cold. Oh, I'll get that. I don't look too bad. Never let anybody wear that before, you know. Okay. Amy, lock yourself in the... What's that word?
Bed room.
All right. Yeah. Your mother makes funny bees. Tell Lenny he should go. Don't let him touch you. I might have think I'm going to hurt you.
I don't. Was that too moochy?
No, that was great. I like the part where you said whisper. Maybe you ought to do like they said and lock yourself in the bedroom. Come on. No, this way if they want to find you, they know where to look. Okay? Just go on in there, lock the door, and I'll see you later on at the party. Okay?
Okay,
you do that for me. Go on in there.
You shoved me in public. You never done that to me before.
Well, maybe you never had it coming before.
What are you talking
about? Well, maybe Amy's just a little special, okay?
Well, maybe Amy's just a little special, huh? What about me, huh? I ain't special. I've only been your best friend for life.
And I know that, but you got a big mouth. You know, you got a big mouth. Sometimes you don't watch it.
You try having a watch. You know what they were saying to me? They don't want to say 5 minutes.
I know you want to help me. You're trying to help me. I know you want to help me.
I don't understand what you're doing.
See, everything's all right.
Are you sure you're all right, baby? Oh.
I kissed him.
Good morning.
You did. Oh, and he gave you congratulations.
What do you mean, congratulations? What else did he do to you, baby? Now tell me.
Oh, no. Lenny don't make you do nothing. And if you want him to leave you alone, all you have to do is say, Lenny, no.
You don't understand. Amy doesn't understand about saying no. Now tell Mama, you poor baby. Now tell Mama what else Lenny did to you.
Stop it. I'm not a baby!
Oh. Amy, wait! I never should have trusted you girls.
Maybe we should cancel the party.
Yeah. Okay, I got a song that'll cheer you up.
It's beautiful, but it's not going to do the trick. If that's one of your friends, the Purple Fiends, tell them they can take this piano back to whoever they stole it from. Let's call up and cancel the party.
The Purple Fiends do not steal. They just convince people to lend them things. Oh, hi, Mrs. Babish.
I can only stay a minute. I've got to get back to Amy.
How is she?
She's all right.
Oh, good, then. Everything's okay.
Everything is not okay. Anything could have happened when you left her alone with Lenny. We were just lucky. I'm taking her back to school tomorrow. She said you promised her something to take back with her.
Oh, yeah, that picture, girl.
There you go.
It's a picture of Fabian.
Yeah, she's crazy about him.
I didn't know she even knew who Fabian was. How did you find out?
We just asked her.
She likes Fabian.
Oh, yeah, she likes a lot of things.
Music.
Pretty clothes.
Kissing.
I know. Maybe we should have asked you first, and maybe it was wrong, but we did teach Amy how to kiss.
I don't know. You mean you just asked her and she told you all these things? I don't know. I've always been so worried that she'd never be old enough for things like that. Mentally, I mean. Now, physically, she's become a woman, and I guess I just never talked to her about life and growing up like she was a regular girl. I was just afraid that if I treated her too regular, then she could get hurt. That if I treat her too special, then she'll never have a chance to grow. That's a hard line to walk.
Oh, Mrs. Babish, we didn't do so hot either. I mean, we did leave her alone with Lenny.
Yeah, that's right. And if anybody feels bad, then we're the ones to blame.
Oh, forget blame. I think maybe you did the right thing. That school's been telling me that she's grown up. They even said that next year she'll be ready to get a job. I find that hard to believe, but I guess it's true.
Well, she's a real sweet girl.
Yeah, we really like her.
Oh, thank you, girls. You taught Amy something, but I think you taught me something, too.
Thank you.
pretty mean Irish jig for an Italian.
Thank you.
Listen, Laverne, you think Amy's going to show up or not?
Oh, maybe not, Len.
Okay, I think maybe I'll drift back up to my apartment then.
Are you going to stick around for the shenanigans?
No, I think I had enough Irish food for one day. Hi there!
Hello, lads and lasses. And children in the sea, I have come to kiss your baloney stone.
Boy, you look sensational.
Yeah, yeah. I would have gotten you one, but they didn't have a leprechaun suit and a 42 Husky.
Squiggy, do you know the Purple Fiends?
Know them. They beat me up 3 times.
I'll tell you what, I got the perfect song for a nice Irish girl like you. Elmo, would you step in?
Oh, Danny boy. The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must bide. But come here.